Back here on today's Lele Radio Sports page, we're joined by Central College women's golf coach Mackenzie Biggs, previewing their spring season. And Mackenzie, when we start off talking about the spring, we start off talking about the spring break trip, which will be the first time the Dutch are in action down in Louisiana. First time for the Dutch for this particular tournament. If you could just tell us a little bit about the excitement to try something new here over spring break.
Yeah, so this is going to be our first time going to the Centenary Tournament in Shreveport, Louisiana. We're super excited to just kind of get some warmer weather. I know that temperatures are supposed to be better. The grass is definitely greener there and everything. But we're excited to go down there and play some spring golf there. And then afterwards, we're planning to also go to Dallas-Fort Worth area, which should be really fun to play some nice courses there as well.
And that should be a good opportunity. When we talk about that a little bit too, I mean, when you're here, obviously the weather has been a little bit nicer as of late, but it's also been kind of hard to get out on the courses, right, and really get in some of those reps. So being able to get down there and maybe take advantage of a little bit of that nicer weather, how important is that going to be here early in the spring to kind of set yourself up for meets to come down the road here in the spring?
Definitely, like, being outside earlier has been really great for us. I mean, we got really lucky with the weather, being able to play outside or even just, like, practice a little bit outside while it's been nice. I mean, we had 70 degrees yesterday, so that was really, really great. But feeling really excited and prepared for what's to come as we have a few more tournaments this spring coming up.
And one thing that's very interesting about the women's golf season, as we were talking about it a little off the air, is there's not necessarily a consistent model between the men's and the women's side of things. The women have the conference meet in the fall, and then in the spring, it's kind of just keeping the game sharp, getting ready for next fall as well. And obviously still trying to win some of these meets, right? But it's a little bit more different. So when you talk about just that balance of knowing that the postseason aspirations occur in the fall, what's kind of the mentality going into the spring of just continuing to try to get that game better, knowing that the push for a postseason berth is in the fall?
So definitely one thing that we talk a lot about in our off season in the winter time is just that mental game aspect of things. I mean, mostly we're trying to use those tools that we read in our book study that we talk about, or just in general as a team collectively, mentally, like what that looks like, and applying those to the spring season. And ultimately, right, hoping that transfers into the fall season and even when they go home for summer break. So just trying to prepare ourselves as best as we can in other aspects. And honestly, yeah, just keep the swing going in the springtime. We have 7 freshmen coming in right now, so it's really important that we are in our best shape as we can before these freshmen get here.
And again, we're talking to Mackenzie Biggs, the head women's golf coach here at Central College. When you talk about that as well with just some of those incoming freshmen as well and trying to make sure that you're playing at your best, what's kind of the way that you go about kind of determining that? Because obviously the roster will look a little bit different next year compared to what it will be this spring. How do you kind of go about balancing that and trying to find ways to put girls in the best spot so that come the fall time as well, they're ready to go again, and you kind of have an idea as to the way that you want to shape the team next year?
Right, right. I mean, it totally is going to look a very different team, and overall, like, the girls that I have right now are looking in great shape, and I'm just excited for them to kind of get some competitive atmosphere versus the 5 of them that, you know that they're going to go to the tournament. So it should be interesting to kind of maybe change up the lineup, see how things pan out, but everyone's really looking forward to having a good team culture. I mean, I think that's the foundation of what's going to set us apart and help us build on that program and continue to grow us overall.
And one thing that I hadn't mentioned yet that I know we still need to talk about is the fact that you are still newer to the role, right? And so as things have kind of progressed and you're kind of building the way that you want to shape Central Women's Golf, what's kind of been a couple of the key things that you've tried to instill in the program and maybe even kind of carry over from Coach Schumacher when she was here and just kind of keeping, you know, Central Women's Golf in that spot where they've been here in previous seasons, where they have been super competitive in the American Rivers Conference and been able to get girls to the national meet?
definitely just trying to recruit my heart out. I mean, I have a strong passion for what I do, and so that makes it really easy to just, you know, go after recruits that I want to, just because I have such strong feelings. I mean, I had a great experience myself at Central, so trying to, you know, relate to that experience that players are feeling as they're coming in as freshmen or even my current players is really important, and trying to get the best players that we can in here that also are great as women too. I just want to grow and stretch them as much as I can.
Absolutely. And one thing that I find very interesting there is you talked about it not too long ago, you were a Central women's golfer as well. And you know, sometimes that can be kind of a hard transition to go from player to coach, and you know, you still have some of those connections on the team. What's that been kind of like, just kind of finding that perfect balance of being the coach, but also, you know, when you're not on the course, being someone that they can approach and still talk to while also being able to be that coach and maybe deliver a hard truth every now and again when it comes time to that?
I definitely have trying to grow in that aspect for sure. I mean, Mickey Martins and I were teammates, and she's a junior right now and will be a senior this coming fall. So we've tried to find that balance, but I think with the sophomores and everyone else is just starting to learn that turnover. But for me specifically, I want to make sure that, you know, I'm developing relationships with them. It's very important that they see me not only as their coach, but also as someone that, like you said, can relate to, someone they feel they can talk to often. So a lot of times, like a lot of our conversations don't always involve golf when it comes to that player coach relationship.
And that's good to hear. And we've got an exciting thing coming up too. We still got a little bit of time before we get to that. You're going to build up the golf game before you get to it. And that is a trip to Scotland this summer. It's going to be a lot of fun, I can imagine. But what does that trip kind of look like? And you know, what is kind of the goals when you go over to Scotland?
Honestly, just to go experience it all. This is going to be my second time going now as a coach versus a player when I went. So I'm honestly just more excited to show the girls all the sights. I mean, we're going to be going to St. Andrews, North Berwick, Edinburgh, like all the stops that you can possibly think of when it comes to Scotland golf for sure. And just kind of getting to play golf in a new country is super unique, especially at that home of golf. So honestly, no goals in mind, just more getting to give the girls more experiences.
Very neat. Mackenzie, appreciate the time. I'm looking forward to seeing what Central Women's Golf has in store this spring and summer in Scotland, and appreciate the time as always.
Great. Thanks so much, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Mackenzie Biggs, the head coach of the Central College Women's Golf Team, here on today's Lately Radio Sports page.